as I mentioned, we have setbacks of 1,000 feet, which means that somebody can't come into Denton itself, right? And drill. But the reverse setbacks are different, which means that a reverse setback is how close a person can build a house to an existing gas well or gas site. The setbacks were set back in like 2009, so they were 250 feet, which is not very far. It's what 80. What is that? Something like 100. I can't do the math. 250 feet. That's like what, like 80 yards or something like that. For you divided by 250. Anyway, it's a chip shot in golf. But 250 feet isn't far, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's less than a football field. Mm-hmm. You know, it is significantly less than a football field. You know, it's not even the distance from end zone to end zone. Mm-hmm. So anyway, those were set like 10 years ago, and we haven't had any progress on that. About last year, about this time, like right around last December, I sit on planning and zoning, and planning and zoning, votes on whether or not we can, put specific types of housing or buildings or whatever close to other types of housing. It's the map for how we lay out the town, right? We're not going to put a industrial, plant right next to, an old folks home, right? There was something that came before planning and zoning last year, and it was a apartment complex that's up on Windsor and 35. Mm-hmm. And when you looked at the plan, the thing was like, oh, hey, there's a fracking well here, okay, but we don't think that that's very active right now, so we'll put this building here, and it's going to be within, it'll be 450 feet, which is close, but there's nothing we can do about it. But we started asking questions and went, well, what happens if they decide to start drilling here again? They're like, well, they'll have to, get an approval, and they can do this, okay. Well, how big is this pad site? Because the distance is from this well to this building, but this pad site is bigger, And they said, well, technically they can drill anywhere on the pad site. So it's like, so what would happen is they could technically start a new well, and that well would be literally 250 feet from a wall. And we don't know who's on the other side of that wall. It could be a baby, it could be whatever. And several of us voted against it. Now, we didn't get enough to overturn it, but we made the point that, this was wrong, and it started a conversation. Because one of the things is, there was technically no legal grounds for us to oppose it, because even the closest it was would be within, that distance. But it started the conversation, and the conversation went back to city council. And when it got to city council, they did a study, and they decided to expand our setbacks distances to 500 feet. And that was a battle, because, 500 feet is better than 200. Let's take the 500 and work forward. That passed a few weeks ago. It should have gone into effect this week, but the mayor put in a thing to reconsider it. If you vote for something and your side prevails, right, like, I say chocolate's better than peanut butter, and I get four people to agree with me, and your three people, don't win. Say, you come up to me and go, are you sure? Try this peanut butter. I can always go, even though we win, because I'm on the winning side, I can open this thing up for a vote again, okay? I'm going to put in a motion to reconsider, and now let's see which is better, chocolate or peanut butter, because in this world, Reese's don't exist. but that's kind of what happened, right? The mayor voted for this 500-foot new regulation, and then he was approached by somebody, and they put up for reconsideration, and now this ordinance that was supposed to go into effect, this week, is now revoked, and they're going to revisit it in, January, and we don't know what's going to happen now. It could go back to 250. It could be some strange regulation that, allows for more, builds to go in. On planning and zoning, on our submission, we looked at the law, and one of the laws said, that there could never be any building within 500 feet. And one of the questions we asked was, well, what if your house is already within 500 feet? What if your house burns down? you know, can you rebuild? And the city said no. And we went, well, we can't pass that. We would be open to litigation and all this kind of stuff. So we put in a thing that said, you know, if you're already there, you know, and a natural disaster happens or whatever, you can rebuild. City Council didn't pass that one. They passed something more restrictive, and that bothers me. I almost kind of feel like they passed the more restrictive one on purpose, knowing that they could come back and flip it back over. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, you know, I've been making the point that, you know, we put in something in motion, you guys draft that language and you vote on that. The issue is that between now and the time they vote on it, which will be sometime in the middle of January, legally speaking, if somebody wants to put in a development that's within 500 feet, but more than 250 feet, as long as it's approved between now and January, they are legally protected. I'm on planning and zoning. We have a huge docket next week, and my fear is that basically this is all a stall tactic to get a bunch of people to put in dangerous buildings before that's outlawed. We'll see what happens. But, you know, when I talk about the tentacles of it, we're still fighting this fight. There are things the city can do. There are things we can do as citizens, things we should be doing as citizens. And, you know, even if we get to 500, that's not the end, you know. There are things that we should be doing to increase our air quality monitoring. We should be doing soil testing and everything.